Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, it's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline with your host, Gary Darby.
Brown fakes left, goes right himself. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Giving you the lowdown on the mighty Rebels for the past 25 years.
Near side, there's a pitch. It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Make your voice heard. Be part of the show by texting 662-426-1093.
Touchdown! John Rhys Plumlee faked it to Connor off the left side, kept it around the end, and takes it to the powder blue house.
662-426-1093.
And here it is. We're underway in the Sugar Bowl.
And here's your host, Gary Darby.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to a Sugar Bowl edition. I guess we'll have a couple of those of the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary Darby. Chuck Roundsville's in studio. Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Sugar Bowl.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah, baby.
I hardly ever pull for Alabama, okay? But I wanted them to beat Georgia so we could go to the Sugar Bowl because I think this team deserves the Sugar Bowl.
Mission accomplished. And after missing last week, round of applause. Our man is back in studio with us, Gordon Ford. How you doing?
You know what, Gary? There was a little picture of you beside my bed in intensive care, and I said, I've got to get up and come back. But, you know, what a great basketball game this weekend, too.
That's true.
And, you know, you had some guys step up, and Kermit just did an incredible job coaching. And when people talk about our program, we run a clean program, we got class kids, and our coach can out-coach any other coach.
We'll talk about that because Coach Kermit Davis will be on at the back end of the program. We've got Harry Harrison that we'll talk to here in a few moments as well. We'll start discussing Ole Miss and the Sugar Bowl against the Big 12 champion Baylor Bears. Coach Kiffin got a new contract. We've got some Coach Levy news to talk about. We'll take your text messages, and I would assume there will be some questions about this because the Heisman finalists, guys, were put out just before this program started. Michigan defensive lineman Aiden Hutchinson, quarterback from Pittsburgh Kenny Pickett, quarterback from Ohio State C.J. Stroud, and quarterback from Alabama Bryce Young. Chuck, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all.
Let me tell you something. I gave up on the Heisman Trophy about 25 years ago when Peyton Manning didn't win at Tennessee and Charles Woodson did. I realized that it was all regional. They had a bias against the South. Now, there's been some Southern guys that have won it since, but, you know, it's so political now. You're trying to tell me Matt Corral doesn't belong in New York? Now, I'm not saying he should win it.
Correct.
But he should be in New York, even if they had to stretch it to five players.
Oh, no doubt.
It's just ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Would Ole Miss have been 10-2 without Matt Corral? No.
Are you kidding?
Alabama, I know you can't just plug in a guy, but they have plugged in a guy at quarterback for years now because they're loaded with those guys.
Sure.
Right?
Nobody meant more to their team than Matt Corral. That's the bottom line. And if the definition of the best football player is who does the most for their team in raising their team up, it's Matt Corral.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Our text message line to get in on this is 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093. And you can send your thoughts on that or any questions that you might have along the way. Now it's Lane's Thoughts, brought to you by First South Farm Credit. And Lane's thoughts are going to be about what a Sugar Bowl appearance means into the world of recruiting.
Well, it's huge. I mean, we knew that after winning the Egg Bowl that, you know, we were going to be in a, you know, major New Year's Six game. So it's just a matter of which ones. We were already selling that and recruiting that day. Here we are, second year already doing that. And just left a meeting right here with the recruit, you know, and I just say, hey, you know, this is a lot easier than 1 year ago, especially 2 years ago, sitting here, you know, on a Sunday after official visit. And basically we had to paint a picture and say, okay, here's the house you're going to buy. It's not built yet, you know, but here's a drawing of it. And that's basically saying, hey, we're going to win here. We're going to have this great offense. We're going to be explosive. We're going to get turnovers on defense. It's going to be really fun to play here. You're going to watch us on TV and, you know, see this style of play. Well, we had to paint that picture because there wasn't proof here of that. And now it's like, okay, hey, they come now and it's like, okay, they can see the house. Here's, you want to buy it, at least you can walk through it because we're already doing it. So it does make it a lot easier.
I think that's a decent definition of what it's been like. They had to come in here 2 years ago and put on a good sales pitch.
I remember back when Billy Brewer's about his fourth year, he was promised some facilities that they didn't come through. And right before signing day, bless his heart, he would go out there on a practice field and would stake out with stakes and string what was supposed to be an indoor practice facility and tell them, hey, this is what it's going to be. Well, they couldn't see it, you know. And Lane's right. It's a great analogy. Here's the house.
And in 2 years.
That's right. And like he said, that he just mentioned. I mean, you come here and, you know, we're going to play for championships and have an explosive offense. I mean, he's selling the program, and I think, you know, he's on his way. I mean, if he keeps his staff intact and gets some recruits, which you'll talk about later.
What do they say? It's not bragging if you can back it up.
That's right. If you can do it, it's all right. Yeah. Go ahead and talk about it. So 10-2 for Ole Miss, number 8 in the final football playoff rankings.
Oh, doesn't that break your heart that the playoffs not expanded to 18.
To at least 8, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get number 7 Baylor in this one. If it went to as many as 12 or whatever it is, what a great opportunity it would have been. But it, you know,
yeah.
And I
nothing wrong with the sugar.
I thought right going to New Orleans for another time is not a bad idea either. Harry Harrison, I would imagine, has been in New Orleans a time or two. He's on the other side of the break, and we will talk with him. We'll get Harry's Corner coming up next.
Cannon Motors is excited to be celebrating 65 years of serving you and your family. From the time my dad started Cannon Motors in 1957, our goal has been to provide you with the best customer experience possible. Allow us to continue to serve you by contacting Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford to bring home a new Tahoe or Silverado. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Chevrolet, find new roads.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
It's Gary, Chuck, and Gordon on a Monday night. It does mean the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Coming up in the second half of the program, the Ole Miss basketball coach Kermit Davis will join us. We'll talk about a 67-63 win on Saturday against Memphis. where I will thank him for quietening a lot of those people I've worked with in the past in Memphis and giving me grief over a lot of things over the history. That was a fun time for me. Now let's bring in, for our football discussion here, as we do usually at the top of this program, our good friend Harry Harrison. Hello, sir.
Monday night.
Things are great here, except getting a little cooler, you know. Yep. But other than that, we'll be okay.
Well, it needs to be cooler. It's getting to be Christmas time. I you know, 70 degrees is fine, but let's wait till about March.
I agree, Harry. All right, I've got to hit you between the eyes with a question. Am I wrong in saying that Matt Corral belongs in New York as a Heisman finalist?
You know, Chuck, I think you're not wrong. Obviously, we look through red and blue glasses. I noticed that he did not get invited. You know, unfortunately, it turns into such a statistical-type category. The last few games was not statistically. He was coming off that ankle injury sustained at Tennessee and just never could get over that until the Mississippi State game. I'm not sure he was 100% then, but he was close enough that he took care of business. He didn't slide that night. He was going head first. But, you know, from our perspective, he's without him, the Rebels don't win 10 games. We all know that. He was the engineer of that train, and what a great career. And, you know, even though it was pretty short, 10 games last year and 12 this year, we'd love to have him back. Obviously, that ain't going to happen. But, yeah, I mean, I think he deserved it too, Chuck. But we'll see. Obviously, he didn't make it, and we'll just have to live with that.
Well, why limit it to four when you've got a fifth guy like Corral? That's my objection. I don't think Corral should win it because he was banged up. He you know, I think Bryce Young is the guy right now. But, you know, why limit it to four? There's no set rule that you can't have five finalists.
Well, I'm sure that the committee there at the Heisman decides that. I'm not sure what their protocol is. I've never understood that, you know. It's kind of like Hall of Fame inductions. I mean, do you stop it at five? Do you have seven? You do posthumously. I mean, I don't know. I don't know all the answers there, but you could easily could have done one more. I mean, yeah, the defensive end of Michigan have a good year. Yeah, he did. But it's kind of like when Peyton Manning didn't win, Chuck. I just don't believe a defensive guy can be the best athlete in the country. I just don't think that happens. You know, even though I was one, and I tend to favor that side. Just don't get those statistics. You just can't dominate on that side like you can as a quarterback.
Well, I'm somewhat going to this mode. Hopefully we get Mad Matt Corral in New Orleans to prove a point one time when we get to watch him one final football game.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, those folks say, come see him play. He was worth the price of admission more than once. I mean, what a warrior he's been for us, whether he's running or passing. But, yes, that should be fun. Obviously, Baylor throws a good defense at us. They in the red zone last Saturday against Oklahoma State, they did a heck of a job of getting that run stopped. So we'll have our hands full without a doubt. Aranda obviously is a defensive guy, and their defense really played well down the stretch. So we'll have our hands full offensively, and defensively we'll see what quarterback comes back and plays for them. But we'll get a little bit more into that as we get a little closer to the Sugar Bowl.
Were you surprised, Harry, with the Alabama outcome Saturday?
I was. Maybe I was drinking the fool's gold along with everybody else, Chuck. I thought Georgia's defense would certainly dominate more than that. But whatever the problem was in getting the blitz blocked against Auburn, obviously Saban and that offensive line coach and OC at Alabama figured it out between then and the championship game, because Georgia – you know, with the exception of a couple blitzes, they just didn't get the pressure on them that Auburn did. And Bryce Young just had a field day, you know. So people want to throw blame at the Georgia quarterback. If you look at him statistically, he had a pretty darn good day. I think the Georgia defense is where the problem is, because when you don't get pressure, that back end certainly was not as good as Bill, I don't think.
Well, they were giving up 6.5 points a game and gave up 41 Saturday. So that tells you something.
That explains it, doesn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, it really does.
Well, you know, and I don't know this. Is Jeff Lebby still a Rebel, or is he gone?
He is. Right now he's a Rebel, but I think it's a 50-50 proposition, Harry.
Okay.
You know, there's some factors leaning to Ole Miss, and there's some factors leaning to Oklahoma. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, and he's young, but if I was going to give him advice, and I'm certainly not giving him to him, I would be really skeptical of going and joining a guy who's never been a head coach, and he's obviously a defensive brain and never had an offensive side, because Levy would be spent about half his time teaching this guy about offense. So, anyway, he didn't ask me, but that's my two cents worth.
Well, that's legitimate. But on the other hand, if you go to work for a defensive coach that's the head coach, you're probably going to have total control of the offense. So there's that factor too. So, which he doesn't have here, I wouldn't think. I know Lane gets input. So that wonder how that important that is to him.
Well, you know, he's he grew up in Texas, and does he have some sort of an Oklahoma background?
I mean, that's his alma mater.
That's alma mater. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a background, but he didn't play there, did he? Or did he try to play and get hurt? I don't know the background.
I don't know his playing background.
Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
Like mine and Gary's, wasn't capable.
I think he tried to play there, yeah.
There aren't many spots in sports for a 5'5", 100 and whatever many pounds I'm packing on now, except for behind a microphone, Harry. I found what I could do.
That highlight down in Miami.
Hey, Harry Gordon here real quick.
I mean, when you talk about a guy's alma mater, heck, you know, you never know what kind of emotions are running through. But, hey, he needs to take the emotions out of it, because if the guy doesn't, you know, those Oklahoma fans are used to watching 30, 40, 50, 60 points a game. And if that doesn't happen right off the bat, they're going to be grumbling. You know,
well,
fans are.
One thing I hear in Ole Miss's favor, Harry, is that his family would like to stay here. They really like it here. And you know that's a factor with any man. He wants to keep his family happy.
Chuck, I mean, you've been to Oklahoma. I've been to Oklahoma. There's no place in Oklahoma that looks like Oxford, Mississippi. So they can keep throwing that at me all they want, okay?
That's a great point, Harry.
Hey, Harry, if something were to happen then, Levy was to leave, what type of guy do you think they would get? Would they try to get a younger guy, established coach, or, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen, but what do you think they would be leaning?
Well, I'm sure Lane's got a short list. I mean, I don't have a short list. That's not what I do, but I'm sure Lane has a short list. I mean, I think there were some names tossed out there today. You know, number one, Lane is he's got to be a guy that can recruit. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So, does Joe Brady fit that bill? Don't know. He's been in the pros for a year, maybe 2 years now, so he may be spoiled to that effect. And but he also is looking for a job. But I don't know what his package was when they let him go. But there's guys out there. I mean, the head coach at Texas Tech was a heck of an offensive coordinator. He got let go somewhere. So there's plenty of guys out there that can run the RPO. And I think with Levy, he was really on top of this RPO offense. But I think Lane, if you look deep at his playbook, I think he added some things to that RPO that just really put the icing on the cake.
I agree with you 100%. But, you know, whoever he gets, he's going to get a spread tempo guy, RPO guy, as you say. And, you know, it's going to be a good offense with Lane at the helm. There's no question about that. The only side you have to worry about with Lane as the head coach is the defensive side.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I Chuck, our defense from the Tennessee game on got better and better.
Really good, and,
you know,
really
you'd
good.
If you'd have told me those front three would have dominated over Mississippi State and got that much pressure, I really would have questioned that, but they did. Obviously, we lose a key cog up there at number seven. But we got players coming back now, and you know, Chance Campbell, he's actually got another year. We'll see what happens there, whether the draft really takes him into that or not. But there's some things working on that side of the football. I think we'll be better. I really do.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you coming by and chatting with us again, and we'll catch up a couple of other times before that January 1st game happens down in Nollins. Okay.
Let's talk about it. We'll see you. Have a good night.
All right. You too, Gary. Thank you.
Gary Harrison with us, presented by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations across six states. At Gateway Tire, we go the distance for you.
I always love his perspective because, one, he's a player. Two, he kept up with it closely for all these years, being an analyst on the games. And I just think he's a common sense guy that – He's not blinded by the red and blue glasses like I sometimes am.
He said it, but I was surprised as a defensive guy. He didn't think that a defensive guy could be the best athlete on the field.
Right. Right. That's
and
surprising.
He was a really good one in that defensive backfield, but yeah, he said yeah. it. And
I just think Harry's to be the play-by-play analyst on the broadcast is very objective. You know, he's very fair, and I like that.
All right, we'll come back with text messages at 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093, and we'll also get a few other things, including a Rebel injury report where we'll actually look into the basketball side of things. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Coconuts, you can't break them open, and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board-certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
Lawsuits have been filed by parents of premature babies who died or were seriously injured of necrotizing enterocolitis after being given Similac or Enfamil infant formula. The law office of Dan Mars is currently accepting necrotizing enterocolitis cases in all 50 states. If your child was injured or died after being given Similac or Enfamil baby formula, please call the law office of Dan Mars immediately for free consultation at 1-800-650-2152. That's 1-800-650-2152.
Cannon Motors is excited to be celebrating 65 years of serving you and your family. From the time my dad started Cannon Motors in 1957, our goal has been to provide you with the best customer experience possible. Allow us to continue to serve you by contacting Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford to bring home a new Tahoe or Silverado. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Chevrolet, find new roads.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time for those text messages at 662-426-1093. Text message portion of the program, presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw. You can go to ccmoxford.com. That's ccmoxford.com. If you're looking for a home in Oxford, just some land, condos, any of you guys looking for any of that stuff? Gordon, you need one?
No, but I'll finance it.
Yep. Well, okay.
I'm looking for one and can't afford
that's
one.
There you go. CCMOxford.com.
Hey, we're in the wrong business to be buying a bunch of stuff.
There is no doubt. Look. I was telling somebody the other day, now that I got these two young boys and in radio all my life, there is no retirement plan.
That's right.
Have voice will travel if anybody out there's listening.
I know what your retirement plan is, 6 feet under.
That's right. That's it.
Same as mine.
That is it, without a doubt. All right, several text messages. And look, I appreciate my friends. I didn't win the lottery, and I can't get you tickets to the Sugar Bowl. I mean, that's been three or four on whether it's the regular phone here tonight or on this text message line looking for tickets. You getting hit up for some, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a zillion of them on the site.
Go get them.
Go to the Sugar Bowl site.
I didn't want to be rude, but like one friend, as I mentioned to you guys in the break, was like, look, I'm out of the loop. I've been living in D.C. I hadn't been around. I don't know how to get a ticket in the Ole Miss section. And my quick response back was the Ole Miss ticket office.
Yeah, there you go. They got plenty of them.
They got plenty. All right, one of the text messages, though, is talking about the extension for Lane Kiffin. Loved the extension and saw the good deal that he got. Did Ole Miss put a buyout on LC?
Yes, there is a buyout. But like all coaches' contracts now, it's in favor of the coach, okay? In other words, if they fire him without cause, meaning no moral clause or anything like that, they're going to have to pay him a lot more than if he leaves on his own. But he does have a buyout. Now, there are a lot of coaches' contracts out there that if a coach leaves, he doesn't have to pay a nickel.
That's right.
But this one does have a buyout. Now, the amounts, you're not going to hear that. You're not going to find it. It may come out eventually through the grapevine, or somebody may leak it, but you're not going to know about that. But there is a buyout for Lane. There is a buyout if he's fired without cause. If he's fired with cause, he gets nothing.
And then we know that he got the new contract, but along with this was negotiation for assistant coaches too,
yeah,
right?
Oh yeah.
And in the pool and helping out with the situation we were talking about just not long ago with Coach Levy.
Look, with this huge TV contract Ole Miss is getting now and everybody in the SEC is getting, they can pay just about what they want. Now, I don't think they're paying stupid money like LSU and some of these other schools, but they're paying where they're competitive with just about anybody.
Speaking of crazy contracts, we talked about, you know, Brian Kelly getting that job on the last show, Chuck, and then seeing the numbers that he got and in the buyouts and the situations of that matter. His is vested. He gets it all if they get rid of him without card. Like, everything that's left,
that's amazing.
He's getting it all according to that contract. If he leaves, kind of like he did to Notre Dame, he owes LSU $2 million.
But another thing with Brian Kelly, though, I mean, right now he's not got a lot of his assistants coming with him at this point. And a lot of those guys are staying at Notre Dame. And that's, to me, Chuck, that's a big part of when you sign a contract, that's part of the package that you're bringing to LSU or any other school. Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, what about Lincoln Riley ducking out on Oklahoma? Cristobal ducking out on Oregon, going to Miami.
It's such a crazy story today.
Well, it's just a crazy profession now. And there's no loyalty either way. There's not any loyalty from the coaches to the school or the fans to the coach. I mean, it's really not. I mean, we can preach it all we want to. But as soon as Lane Kiffin has a bad season, they're going to be wanting to put a moving van in his yard.
Exactly right. We saw a team play in the pavilion.
Look at Coach O.
Yeah, we saw a team play in the pavilion and lose a basketball game to Ole Miss, and they want the prize penny out of Memphis already up there. That one season, one or two few losses can get you along the way.
No patience. No patience either way anymore.
All right, so the text messages we'll make quick because we do need to get into the Rebel injury report. Brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Chuck, you've got that?
Yeah. This is just basketball. Deshaun Ruffin should be back around Christmas, hopefully. Little small shooting guard, heck of a player. Robert Allen out for the year with a knee injury, but he does have one more year of eligibility if he were to decide to come back. And that's I'm anxious to ask Kermit how big a loss that is for his squad moving forward.
Obviously, on, you know, as far as big people are concerned, rebounding the basketball, we'll get that answer. And the schedule coming up for basketball has Western Kentucky on the 11th, Middle Tennessee on the 15th, Dayton on the 18th. So some difficulty here in the next couple of days.
Dayton for sure, yeah.
Dayton is always giving us trouble.
Right. And then it's Samford just before Christmas, and we come back on December the 29th on a Wednesday against Florida in the SEC.
At home. There might be 22 people there. Students are going to be gone 3 days after Christmas, and most people are heading to New Orleans.
Moving to New Orleans.
Michael White's family will be there. I'm sure he'll bring some people.
I mean, gosh, what a terrible – they should have started the SEC, the conference schedule, after all the bowl games. I mean, come on.
Because, you know, in the SEC, you're going to have –
yeah.
Two, three going to be in these New Year's Six games anyway.
Sure.
And then all the other bowls that are lined up with the conference.
That's just poor. That's poor scheduling for the SEC to do that.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's the way they do it now. They start these, try to get this SEC, I guess, because they're scared of COVID. Who knows?
Ugh. But I will say this. I looked it up a couple of years ago, and this is only like the fifth time in 26 years that our opening SEC game is at home.
At home, right?
I mean, that is an amazing statistic to me. I mean, why not every other year? You know, I mean, how
that
difficult could that be?
A simple fix, right?
Do what?
You would think that would be simple for the league to do.
Yeah.
Okay, Florida gets a home game this year. They're on the road next year.
Yeah.
Ole Miss gets one this year.
Yeah.
They're on the road next
simple.
Year. It hasn't worked out that way.
5 out of 26. That's amazing.
Well, we'll get to talk to the head basketball coach next. Kermit's on the other side of things. Thanks for being with us, and always, you can still text if you want at 662-426-1093. We'll talk basketball coming up as this show continues. A Monday night means the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We're back in a few.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double Decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board-certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
Howdy, toddy, gosh almighty. Hello, folks. Sleepy Steve's here with Sleepy Steve's Wholesale Furniture and Mattresses. We're a large supplier of mattresses and furniture. Come see us for all your furniture needs. 1218 Sunset Drive, Grenada, Mississippi, 711B West Park Avenue. Go Rebels, and remember, it ain't easy being sleepy.
Big Delta Power Sports on Cracker Barrel Drive in Batesville celebrates 20 years in business this year. Check out the great selection now of major brands like Honda, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, and Kawasaki, featuring the most fun off the road and on the road. Motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Zero-turn mowers. Plus, you'll find generators by Honda and Polaris. And Big Delta is your steel power equipment dealer. Celebrating 20 years in business, whether it's work or play, Big Delta Power Sports in Batesville.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more.
are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This is Brett Young, former Ole Miss baseball player, and he's hosting a country music Christmas special. That's a long way from riding a bus with that dude as a freshman way back in the day to where he is now.
He's talented.
Very talented. And and when he was here, he was from California. It's amazing the California to Mississippi moves that, that we have. And didn't realize riding the bus with him. I knew he was 6'6", and he could throw a baseball pretty well. But obviously he had some talent we didn't know about, right?
Absolutely.
Let's see what we can do now. It's Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, and Gordon Ford. And I do believe we have the Ole Miss men's basketball coach Kermit Davis on the phone and on the line with us. His team coming off of a 67-63 win over Memphis. Coach, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm in Arkansas recruiting, just pulling up to a high school gym and fixing to watch a high school game. And I'm a big fan of Brett Young myself. And so it's so funny. We did a fundraiser in Nashville, and Nick Weaver, you know, the Blue Delta Jeans, great friend of mine. We went, he's good friends with Brett, and he said after the deal, and so my daughter went to Oakland High School, where Chris Young is from, you know, the other country and Western famous singer when I was at Murfreesboro, and he told Nick after we'd kind of visited and been in this Nashville, he said, you know, I'd coach Davis, he's a nice guy. I said, but next time, please tell him to call me Brett. I'm not Chris Young, I'm Brett Young. I felt bad. I really liked the guy, and I was used to kind of calling the Youngs Chris. So, but I'm a big fan, too. But good, guys. Good to be with y'all.
I became a hit with my daughter, who lives in Nashville, when she heard the first one of the videos of his that came out. And there was a little play-by-play with David Kellum and myself at the very beginning of one of his videos. And she's like, she could have cared less anything I've done in the history of time until I got on 2 little minutes of that. Coach, I don't know if you can express what Jarkel Joyner means to your basketball team, but could you try for us as we get this started?
Yeah, he's a, you know, really he and Robert Allen have been kind of the heart and soul of our team as far as the toughness and day-to-day practice. Jarkel's voice is just there every single day. You know, he leads when it's, you know, we're in difficult times, and he loves Ole Miss with a passion. And, you know, so he's had so much fun. And I know he had a ball on Saturday when we beat Memphis and how he played with the crowd. And so it was a great afternoon for Jarkel.
Well, since you mentioned it, Coach, Robert Allen out for the year. What does that do to your squad?
Yeah, it hurts us a lot. I know it's the cliche thing, next man up, and it is, but he feels so badly for Robert. I can't even explain what kind of guy he is, kind of person, how hard he works. Just a good guy, great, great teammate. He's one of those guys, you look at it, he averaged 7-5, but you just watch him, and he's just kind of the heartbeat of our team. And so we're going to miss him badly. I feel so bad for Robert all the time he's put in, and he was playing his best basketball. But, you know, we just, like, in that game, we had to do it really unconventional, you know, because Jamin Brakefield got in foul trouble, Austin foul trouble. We're playing Luis at the four. You know, Sammy Hunter now has got to come in and play major minutes for us. Eric Vanderheiden is going to get a chance. So we are, you know, just other guys have to come out. Luis Rodriguez will play more four now than he has, so we'll go undersized. And but we'll miss Robert, and I feel badly for him.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Do you go more with Hunter, or do you go small?
Yeah, it depends on maybe matchups. You know, there's a lot of teams in our league, Chuck, that play smaller. You know, that'll play an undersized four-man, and then you'll get some teams in our league that'll play big. So a lot of it will depend on matchups. You know, and Luis, he's got to get back to rebounding like he did. You know, he's 6'6 and about, you know, 210, 215, and, you know, so he's got to battle and then hopefully get some mismatches, you know, on the other end, you know, by the bigger guys having to guard him.
Kermit Gordon here. Matthew Morrell played a great game for y'all. And, you know, I think this is what you've been waiting to see from him all along. You know, he came in, you know, highly publicized, really, you know, highly thought of player. And finally, I mean, he played like, you know, you probably and everybody else thought he should play. Played a tremendous game.
Yeah, he had a great week. You know, he played really good against Ryder, and obviously it meant so much to him. He played great against Memphis and made some big shots. But I think, Matt, first of all, I'll say this, Gordon, is that you know, different young guys, and I said in my press conference, their timeline is different. You know, it's not because they're not trying. You know, some guys can go and it hits immediately. I use the example of Matt Corral. You know, after his freshman year, people thought he was going to transfer. Then he knew he could be the starter at Ole Miss. Now he may win the Heisman. You know, your timetable is just different. And I use like the guy, the Memphis phenom, Imani Bates, 17. You know, who knows? He may be one of these 2 or 3 year college guys, or even more. So Matt's time is now. He's worked his tail off. He's so coachable, good guy, and yeah, we're so proud of him. And I know he was so excited to. You know, as a hometown guy to play well against the Tigers.
Now that you've had 3 games since you came back from Charleston, South Carolina, where do you see this team? And I know we've talked about injuries and different things, but do you like the direction that it's played in the last 3 games?
Well, I loved our effort against Memphis. I thought we really, really guarded. The ball moved a lot better. At times we shot make, times we didn't. We don't throw the ball to the post well enough right now. I think Nas is really competing at a high level. He's got to do his job, but we've got to do a better job. He's open, and we're not seeing him, and we got to get the ball to him. He's got to start getting 7 to 10 shots a game, and so we've got to do better there. I like our makeup. We just got to keep getting better, you know, and like I said, it'd be a big game for us on Saturday in Atlanta versus Western.
You know, Kermit, looking at your team, one of the things that nobody has really brought up, Deshaun Ruffin, this is a guy that had great expectations coming in, then he gets hurt. I think Austin Crowley, who's played a lot better than I thought he would ever play, has really stepped up and really done some good things. I mean, how much are you missing in Ruffin?
Well, you're right about what Austin has done. I mean, I don't think the people really know. I mean, he's a McDonald's All-American for a reason. You know, when you're getting ranked in the top 24 players in the country, you know, so he's an elite talent. You look at what Kennedy Chandler has done at Tennessee. You look what J.D. Davidson's doing at Alabama. I mean, two other elite point guards in that class. And Deshaun's just he's had bad luck. I mean, 5 weeks out with a knee, missed the preseason, came back 4 weeks, and the very first game hurt his hand. And so, you know, it'd probably be another week and a half. It's not going to be instant now, guys, because you think about it now, he's missed 10 out of the last 14 weeks as a freshman. So he'll get right in the fray of a stiff, stiff competition. So it's going to take him a while. But, yeah, I mean, we thought the ball would be in his hands a ton, and he'd be running our team and be one of the best young guards in America. So we've missed him, but he's worked hard at rehab. But I think our team has adjusted well without him, and I'm proud of what our guys have done.
Coach, you look at the stat sheets, and Ole Miss is statistically very good defensively, rebounding, turnover ratio, shooting percentage is better than I anticipated it was. So this is a team that, you know, even though you got 2 losses, it's not playing bad ball statistically.
Yeah, you know, Chuck, you look at it, and it's on us. We, you know, probably a pocket of about, you know, 3 bad minutes. I don't know if it's bad minutes, but, you know, against Marquette, we go 4 for 13 from the line in the second half. You know, we shoot free throws down the stretch, we win that game. And then at Boise, we're up 9 with the ball with 9 or 10 to go, and we lose that game. So we may be 7, 8 minutes away from being undefeated, and people think it's going to be a top 25 team, but you still have the same issues that you have now. And that's just, we all know, the fine line between winning and losing. So I do. I still have great expectations for our team. We got a lot of hard work ahead of us, but I do. I think we've got great possibilities. Even through the injuries, we've got to sustain it and keep getting better.
Coach, it's rare nowadays, and I wouldn't say rare, but it's not commonplace, I wouldn't say, to see a team that plays as hard defensively as your team does. I was really impressed Saturday with how hard you played on the defensive end.
Well, I appreciate that. I was too. I was proud of our guys. Yeah, Memphis is a really good defensive team, too, guys. I mean, they were last year statistically. We got, like I was talking to Jimmy Dykes, and Jimmy goes, that's the best I've seen Memphis play. We got Memphis' great shot. They played. They may not have shot made. I hope we had something to do with that. But they were physical. They played hard. They've got great length. It was just hard. It was, baskets were hard to come by on both ends. And so, yeah, I was proud of our guys and their toughness and 50-50 balls and, you know, the way they got after it.
You know, Kermit, you mentioned playing some different guys, you know, now that the injury to Allen. Eric Van Dierhyden, I hope I said his name right. I mean, I've seen you try to play him some. What would he give you? And, I mean, it looks like, you know, he's not afraid to jump up and take the shot.
He's not. He's going to be a really good player here. You know, we've been in some of these games that we're hoping we could have got up more. I hope that doesn't sound wrong. He's going to be a good player and maybe trusted him and got him, you know, more and more minutes. It seemed like even some of those earlier games, the games are 10, 12, and, you know, we're trying to play maybe our older guys. But he's a good talent. He can shoot. He's got good quickness. He's got great wingspan. You know, so he's just got to keep his head down and keep working, and because you never know when your chance is going to be. But he's going to be a really good player at Ole Miss. He's just got to stay the course.
Coach, we know that you're out and about and trying to get some of those next great players coming into the pavilion and get some more wins. We appreciate you finding some time before you do a little recruiting tonight.
Well, great, guys. I appreciate you having me on. And, yep, I'm fixing to walk into the gym right now. And I look forward to be back on the air with you sometime soon.
Well, you know you're our co-host, Kermit. We've always said that.
Well, I'm just glad Big Gordon Ford, my man G, is back on the men, and he's doing good. He gave us a scare there for a while, so I'm glad he's doing great.
There you go, brother. There you go.
I'm still here, man.
Coach. We're going to have to stay on him to make sure he's taking care of himself.
That's exactly right. All right, man. Thanks, guys.
All right. The life of a coach, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's somewhere in Arkansas, as he said, getting ready to go to a gym, 15 minutes talking some basketball of his team, and, you know, drive back, got to practice tomorrow, do those kinds of things, get ready for a game Saturday against Western Kentucky, no matter what the sport is. They're on the road and doing a lot of
things. Oh, yeah. It's not an easy profession. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't matter what sport you play.
Without a doubt. You're right. It doesn't matter which one it is along the way to get the head man on, especially at this time of year, in season with the recruit. It's nonstop.
I tell you, though, there's a faction in the Ole Miss fan base that doesn't have a high appreciation of this team, and maybe they shouldn't yet, but I think this team is going to be okay. Now, the SEC is awfully deep and awfully tough this year, so, you know, it's not going to be a cakewalk by any means. There's some really long teams in the SEC, athletic teams, so we'll see, but I've got no issues with this team. I really don't. I hate that Robert Allen got hurt, though.
Right, and if he goes small, it's going to go back to a lot of the things, and I'll go back to the 8 years of watching the NBA and seeing spacing, mm-hmm. which is the way the NBA game's gone. There's still, yeah, some seven-footers. There's still some big guys, but those big guys are stepping out deep and taking shots, too. It's about getting some spacing, and I think that's where he was leading us into that, not able to pass it, haven't been passing it well to get it inside to Brooks and get him more of those seven or eight shots a game. It's because sometimes in watching it, spacing hasn't been there. We've got to jumble things up on one side. Got to open it up, because I think that big fella at 7'1 can do some damage.
Yeah. He can, and one of the other things is, too, Sammy Hunter, he's going to have to play. I mean, he hit a spot-up shot the other day that really helped them out. I mean, and I think he's got to play more. How about you, Chuck?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
You have no post-up player if Brooks goes out.
Absolutely. I think Sammy Hunter just
and maybe Brakefield,
time.
Yeah.
It's time. I think both of them need to toughen up. Just get tougher. And they will. You know, they have to. The other thing I thought was interesting that he said was putting Rodriguez at the four. Because the other day against Memphis, if you'll remember, he was at the four and he hit about an 8 foot jumper at the end that was really a big bucket,
yeah.
Kind of a difference maker.
And he's a guy that could stretch it, and that's what I'm talking about, too. He kind of bring a big guy out from another team.
But he was against a 6'9 guy.
That's right, yeah.
And he, you know, he was too quick for him.
And we'll see that a lot. And look, you never know in college basketball, because we were sitting here and talking with Coach, and television is on, and I saw a score scroll by, and I'm like, there's no way this can be true. Texas Southern, who has not won a basketball game, is beating the Florida Gators 69-49 with 2 minutes left to go.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Well, it's not good for Florida, who's number 20 in the country.
Good grief. Michael White may not make it here.
You know what I'm saying? So, Ole Miss lost that game to Boise, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you can live with the Marquette loss, knowing everything and the way it is, and watching Marquette now. Boise, you kind of scratch. I did it.
They got beat by somebody.
Rod Barnes, Cal Bakersville group 46-39.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it left me scratching my head.
That
but
happens.
You just never know.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I asked him the question about the three games prior. Is it moving in the right direction? Mm-hmm. And I think there's still a lot of direction to go.
Does he.
Yeah.
I mean, he said we've got to keep working, we've got to keep improving. And I mean, that's the bottom line. But, you know, don't give up on his team. Don't give up on his team.
And I'll say this, too, before we get ready to go to break here in just a minute or two. Coach Yo has now taken the women's basketball team to 8 straight wins. And so good for them and getting ready to move into. I think that's the first time since 2000 that the Ole Miss women's basketball team has won 8 in a row. That takes us back
good
to our good buddy and pals days,
Mr. Chancellor.
Mr. Van Chancellor.
Yeah.
And a time when I was traveling and trying to keep up playing cards with him.
Good luck with that.
Good gracious.
Not only is he a good card player, he cheats.
And he will tell you about it.
Yeah.
And doesn't mind telling you about
it. That's right.
You know, this is going way off the rails. Have you ever been a partner of his playing spades or anything?
Oh, yeah, you can't lose. Playing spades, you can't lose.
I thought I was losing my radio job on one road trip. When we were losing midway, you know, we were losing in the card match.
It was your fault.
It was my fault, without a doubt, that I couldn't get the cards. Right. I wasn't cheating good enough. I guess that's what it was. All right, we'll come back and finish up this program. It is the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Arcade, Oxford's newest place to eat, drink, and play, is excited to say that we are now open for lunch. Starting at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, we are now open for lunch. And yes, we have the burgers, yes, we have the wings, but have you heard about them awesome carne asada fries, steak and shrimp fries, or the awesome fajita fries that everyone has been raving about? If not, you need to get the joysticks, man. Call 380-5249 or come see us at 1801 Jackson Avenue West, right across the street from Dairy Queen.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Please take me back home to Mississippi. Please take me back home.
Time for the final 7 minutes or so of tonight's show. Gary, Chuck, and Gordon back with you one final time. We thank Coach Kermit Davis for joining us out on the recruiting trail, talking Ole Miss basketball, and Harry Harrison being on with us again, leading us with some football talk and getting ready for the Sugar Bowl. Go Orthodontics has been offering friendly, affordable, quality smiles for all of us for quite some time, since 1976. Oxford, Saltillo, South Haven, Corinth, and Collierville locations. And they bring us the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment.
Yeah, it was a big weekend. Not a lot of commitment action, but made some good strides with some good players. Offensive lineman Bryson Hurst from Gaucher, the number one offensive lineman in the state of Mississippi, who decommitted 2 weeks ago, recommitted to Ole Miss, and that was good news. Probably an opportunity for him to be a center or a guard or a tackle. He's a talented kid. Jaheim Otis had his official visit over the weekend, and he's leaving tonight, I think. And he was supposed to go to Mississippi State, but he didn't go. You know, he's a 6'5", 360-pounder, top 50 guy. He leaves today for the Mississippi-Alabama game that's in Hattiesburg. He has not set up his Alabama official visit yet, but he's supposed to. And he is an Alabama commitment, but I think Ole Miss is getting a lot of momentum. Five-star transfer, TCU transfer portal running back Zach Evans is expected to come in Friday. He's got good rapport with Kevin Smith, Ole Miss running back coach. He's a COVID sophomore. He averaged 7.8 yards per game for TCU last year. Travion Williams, Crystal Springs defensive end. He's coming in this weekend for his official visit. Ole Miss has some good momentum, but Mississippi State is certainly a major concern. Defensive back David Igbinosun, call him Ig, his official visit this weekend. He's one of the top DBs in the country from New Jersey. And then JUCO offensive lineman Percy Lewis came in over the weekend. He had kind of balked on coming here 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it's looking a lot better for his services. And he's the number one JUCO tackle in America. So a lot of good stuff.
Got, 14 or 15 commits now?
Right.
And then you got until that Wednesday, December 15th to lock in how many more?
Oh, gosh.
At least that many more, right?
I don't know.
The signing was close to 30?
No, I think they're going to save them. I think they're going to save a lot of them for the transfer portal. And, you know, he's said all along he's going to go heavy in the transfer portal. And I think that's his declaration 2 years ago, and I think he's sticking to it. Look what the transfer guys did this year.
Yeah, thank goodness we had the Springers and Moores that we had along the way.
Campbell and that's Reese right. And –
All right, it's time for you got some good, bad, and ugly.
Yes, kind of brief, but yeah, absolutely. Certainly the good is that the Rebels are going to the Sugar Bowl, and it's much deserved, 10-2 to play Baylor. Baylor's going to be a good opponent, but, you know, Ole Miss in recent history, other than the Peach Bowl in 2014, has had really good success against Big 12 teams, so... Let's see if they can carry that on in the Sugar Bowl against Baylor. In basketball, beat Memphis. They needed that kind of win, an 18th-ranked team. Memphis is long, athletic, and you got Larry Brown, an X and O genius, on the sidelines with them and on the Tiger bench. coaching them up. So I think that was a really good win for Kermit Davis and his team. I don't want to call this a bad, but let's call it, I don't know, a maybe. We may lose Lebby to Oklahoma, but we may not. It's kind of a 50-50 thing right now. I think if he does go, that it is a bad. If he doesn't go, it's a good. So here we are. The ugly, and we talked about this early, and again, this is just my opinion, and I'm like Harry said, I've got red and blue glasses I wear, but, you know, Matt Corral not being a Heisman finalist to me is, I wouldn't call it a travesty, but it's certainly close. As far as football travesties go, this is pretty close.
You could almost feel it, though, Chuck, if you were watching college football throughout the last couple of days and what the and I guess we fall into the talking heads a little bit. But if you listen to them, they were pumping Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan. They were pumping Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. And everybody's all year long had C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, you know, in that mix. And most thought that Bryce Young won the award on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think that's okay. I don't have an issue with Bryce Young winning it, but I do have an issue with Matt Corral not even being invited to New York.
I agree.
I just think that's not right.
Gordon, it is really good to have you back in the studio
with us,
my man. We got to take care of you. What can we do to take care of you besides call you every day and say, come on, man?
I'm getting called enough.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's all at our age, Gordon. You got to look after yourself. You can't, you know.
No, I've learned my lesson. I just wasn't taking my medicine and doing the things I'm supposed to do, and now I'm suffering for it. There's no more Kit Kats or, you know, Cokes or anything like that. It's
well, you look good though.
Well, yeah, I weigh 184 pounds. You know,
having been in intensive care.
That's right.
Less than 10 days ago.
But you know the worst thing, Chuck? They wouldn't let me take a shower the entire time while
I
was
there. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I bet that was awful for those around
you.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. I knew there was something in the studio. You've had one now, though, right?
No, man. I've taken several times.
Chuck Gordon, it was good to see you again. We'll
you
do it
too,
again
brother.
On another Monday night. My friends, we thank you for being with us up and down the state of Mississippi and the city of Memphis as well. The text message line is 662-426-1093 for next Monday night. We'll do it all again. Gary, Chuck, and Gordon saying so long.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.